Hello and welcome to Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio. This is Stefan, your host, British by birth, American by choice. The Founding Fathers crafted some remarkable documents that led to the creation of a great country founded on liberty and self-reliance. I have lived in the Euro-socialist nightmare, and I'm doing what I can to return this country to the vision that the Founding Fathers gave us. We need to strive to rebuild that shining city on the hill, for without us, the world has nowhere to turn for freedom. For the next hour, I will be presenting news, views, and guests that help keep the true spirit of America alive.
And good evening, everybody. It's that time again. Yes, time for another Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio Show. This is Stefan, your Patrick Come Lately, welcoming you to episode 318 of Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio. And folks, yet another evening of a huge success for the Donald. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about some hypocrisy and, yes, lots of things going on in the political world. Things are heating up now, and we see that the Donald, obviously, even after last week and Cruz and Kasich dropping out, we knew that he's the presumptive nominee, but there were a few rumors this week that Ted Cruz was thinking about unsuspending his campaign. Well, after decisive victories in Oregon and West Virginia, I don't think he'll be doing that. And I also saw a rumor, but these are all rumors, so I haven't been able to follow up and find how definitive they are. But I was able to find one that said Cruz might be campaigning for Trump even. Now, that would be an interesting one to see that happen. But anyway, so folks, nice of you to be there. I want to say hi to the folks in the chat room. I see that Paul and Rex have arrived. Thanks a lot, guys. Nice to see you. And let's go straight to it. So, as I said, decisive victories in West Virginia and Oregon. That means that Trump has got a bunch of much more delegates, and according to CNN, right now his bound delegate total stands at 1,119 delegates. So that is right, just under 120 short of the 1,237 that he needs. If you want to be precise, it's actually 118 short. Now, the interesting thing, remember, I talked about this a couple of shows ago. While we look at this 1,237 and accounting the bound delegates, we forget there are somewhere between 150 and 250 unbound delegates. So right now, needing 120, if it's 250, he only needs half of them, and he's over the top. This is even without California, New Jersey, and any other states in the meanwhile. So, folks, while he is still the presumptive nominee, it's pretty certain that he's going to make it. So now that he's there, it was interesting to see on CNN, and I mentioned CNN, I think, twice already. Unfortunately, I am north of the border again, and one of the things that happened is when you go across the border, somehow the radio waves that carry Fox News Channel don't seem to be able to reach here because none of the none of the hotels actually carry it. Now, they do carry CNN in many cases, and sometimes Headline News as well, but no Fox News. Well, of course, you know, the Canadians kind of lean to the left, so that would be another reason why they might not do it. But anyway, I digress. So, I'm watching CNN, and they were doing a count of the delegates, not for now, but actually having a look at the Electoral College and how they think that might go. And especially based on some of the Quinnipiac polls that came out this week, where Donald Trump is beating Hillary in Florida, Ohio, and one or two other major states, and overall in the country is a dead tie. His claim that he can beat Hillary, I think he's beginning to show that it's not just him bragging. Let's think about that. You know, it's just the beginning of his campaign against Hillary. He started out with 17 GOP people and decimated all of them. Let's face it, at the end of the line. So now we have Hillary equal with him, and we've got a number of months to go. It's going to be difficult for her. And I saw that Rush Limbaugh actually has basically said that he expects a landslide. I think Donald will do very well as well. Now, under normal circumstances, that would be an easy statement to make. Is he going to have it easy? No, because basically everybody is gunning for him. We see that the GOP elites are still sniping at him. Talk about that shortly. And we see the regressive media, they are really doing a job on him. So let's have a look at that. What's happening? Well, before we get to the media, let's just talk about the regressives themselves. And of course, there are all these people accusing Donald Trump of petty name calling and being a bully and being a, you know, like a school child, etc., right? Because he puts labels on people, right? He talked about lying Ted, he talks about crooked Hillary, he called about goofus Elizabeth Warren. So they accuse him of petty name calling, and he is fairly forthright in putting labels on people. But the very same people who are accusing him of petty name-calling, they're quite happy to use words like racist, homophobic, misogynist, etc., etc., especially applied to Donald Trump, but also in general applied to Republicans. Kind of a double standard there, isn't it? Or hypocritical. But then again, what else would we expect from the regressives? And so going on with the regressive, let's look at the regressive media, which is mainly the left-wing media, but I think there are a few things that we might even see as right-wing in there occasionally, and that includes Fox News Channel, because not every anchor on Fox News Channel is in the Trump camp yet, even though Megyn Kelly has finally got an interview in with him. But anyway. So the regressive media spends hours and hours dissecting and discussing every word ever uttered by Donald Trump. And actually, I have to say, last night, back in the hotel room, like I said, not much choice, and so I had CNN on, and they went on for about half an hour. I finally just switched it off because it was just so boring, but they were doing, you know, every single word that he's recently uttered, that he's uttered 20 years ago. I mean, they're discussing, dissecting, looking at from every single direction anything Donald Trump's done. But do you hear them? Do you hear them on these topics? Whitewater, Travelgate, Benghazi, the missed call at 3 a.m. in the morning, Benghazi lying about it being caused by a video, Benghazi lying about what was said to grieving family members, which to me is probably, it's almost the worst of those three, right? That you lied about the video is one thing, but then lying about what you said to grieving family members when the bodies of their loved ones were being delivered to them, that is just downright despicable. Lies about materials on the email server, at least 4 or 5 different stories, and even now we don't know what it really was. Lies about wiping the server clean. Links between the Clinton Foundation donations and State Department decisions. And on it goes. Do we hear anything about that? No, we don't. Why not? Because they're in the tank for Hillary. So, while I'm very optimistic about Donald Trump's chances in November, one thing we have to remember is that he's got a very steep hill to climb because everybody is gunning for him. Not just the regressives, not just the regressive media, but on top of that, even his own party. And specifically, I think the worst one was this week, Paul Ryan, when asked by, and it was, of course, somebody on CNN asked him, are you going to support Donald Trump now that he's the presumptive nominee? He said, well, I can't say that I am right now. This is the Speaker of the House is, if not the leader or key person at the moment, he's more important than Reince Priebus. He's probably more important than Mitch McConnell. So he is kind of the leader of the GOP while we don't hold the White House. And he says, I don't know if I'm going to support him. I mean, this guy is just a typical he's become a typical Washington elitist politician, has no idea about politics. You have to hand that to the regressives. They know how to play the game. These guys don't know how to play the game. They're just totally witless. And so Paul Ryan said that, I mean, you don't say that on the news. You don't blindside somebody like Donald Trump. And I'm proud of Donald Trump, who stood up and said, I don't think I'm going to support Paul Ryan's agenda when I get into the White House. And I certainly hope he doesn't. Now, I certainly hope that Paul Ryan won't be the speaker when Donald Trump gets into the White House. I think I mentioned on an earlier show Paul Nehlen, who is running in to primary Paul Ryan out. And I suspect there's a lot of people will be thinking hard about it after what he said this week. And Sarah Palin introduced a new verb into the English language. She said, Paul Ryan is in danger of being canted. Yes, he's in danger of being kicked out of office, surprisingly so, from a very strong position, just getting booted because people have woken up to what he does, just like Eric Cantor. Now, Paul Ryan is going to meet with Trump later this week, and I'm sure they will come out of that, and they'll shake hands and nice pictures, etc. But I would love to be a fly on the wall, and I hope that Donald Trump reams him and just basically tells him, you get your act together or you can forget it when I get into power. Whether or not he'll do that, I don't know. And it isn't just Paul Ryan. I mean, what about Jeb Bush? Now, there's another one. Can you remember that first debate when everybody was asked, are you going to support the final nominee? The only one who was honest was Donald Trump, who said, well, I have to think about it. But he ended up signing the pledge, as did the other 16 on the stage. Two of those bastards, assholes, quite frankly, have now shown how untrustworthy they are. They signed the pledge, they promised to do it, and guess what? Jeb Bush and Lindsey Graham said they would not support him. Can you imagine the kerfuffle if he'd, halfway through, a few weeks ago, if Ted Cruz was winning and he said, you know what, I'm not going to live up to my pledge. Now, Donald Trump probably would have cause to do that because he said, I'm going to sign this, but I expect to be treated fairly. And I think, you know, he hasn't been treated fairly by the GOP, so he would have every reason to step out. But Jeb Bush and Lindsey Graham being treated unfairly by the GOP, no. So just because the guy that came in doesn't meet with your approval, you signed the pledge. You shouldn't have signed the pledge. I hope that this is the end of their political careers for both of them. Now, Lindsey Graham's still in the Senate, but hopefully when his time comes for re-election, we're going to get rid of him. And as far as Jeb Bush is concerned, he's probably just going to go to some cushy lobbyist job somewhere or work for a bank or whatever. Actually, very disappointing. And I think Ryan should not have said what he said. And stronger than that, when Bush and Graham said that they wouldn't support him, he should have stood up. Reince Priebus should have stood up and said, you know what, guys, you don't do honor to the GOP because you signed the pledge and you should stick by it. And as far as I'm concerned, we should kick them out of the party. Don't know that that would happen. But, you know, typical hypocritical politicians. And Rex is saying the same, right? The pledge was important for the Donald, now not so important for the hypocrites. Yeah, exactly, because it's just hypocritical. It is typical politicians, and this is exactly the sort of crap that we are fed up with and that we want to get out of politics. We want honesty in our politics, and we want assholes like that gone. Don't want to see their faces anymore. Get them out. And as far as I'm concerned, send them to Cuba as well. Best place for them. Okay, folks, I'm sorry. I'm a little over my commercial break, so I'm going to take a quick break now. I will be back after these messages.
You can lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more with Maximum Slim's first ever rapid weight loss guarantee. Today, you get Maximum Slim, an advanced fat and carb blocker, absolutely risk-free. The all-natural ingredients in Maximum Slim are a powerful weight loss combination. The Maximum Slim formula turns your body into a fat-burning furnace that supercharges your weight loss. Advanced fat and carb blocker stops the breakdown of sugar so your body doesn't store it as fat. Today, you'll get both of these products absolutely risk-free with no obligation, only pay shipping. There are no expensive meal plans or exhausting DVDs. Just take Maximum Slim twice a day. It's fast, simple, and now it's guaranteed. Look, you can start losing weight today or not. Go back to your high school days and wear your favorite jeans again. Guaranteed. Call now and get both weight loss formulas free. Call 800-451-0228. 800-451-0228. That's 800-451-0228.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. That's 800-917-8546.
Do you have have pain from arthritis in your knees? It's no wonder. Osteoarthritis affects 1 in 2 adults. That's 50% of us in our lifetime will suffer from arthritis knee pain. If you're covered by Medicare or within 90 days of turning 65, we can help relieve your knee pain. Call right now and see how you can get a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. 800-296-1257. 800-296-1257. At the Health Alert Hotline, we have consultants ready to help you learn how an easy-to-wear knee brace can help stop the pain so you can be active again. And after we work with Medicare to get you approved, you can get our high-quality pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Alert Hotline right now for free shipping and to learn more. 800-296-1257. 800-296-1257. That's 800-296-1257.
This is Patrick Cumlately Talk Radio, coming to you live via the internet, via rebroadcast on WRSDB, the Red State Talk Radio Network, or from the recordings at archives.patrickcumlately.us.
And folks, thanks for waiting. We're back in the show, and I'm going to change the subject a little bit now. We're just going to wait and see what happens this week with Ryan and Trump and the remaining primaries. But I think it's a foregone conclusion, and then we'll see what happens in November. It's going to be a lot of hard work to be done. And hopefully those of you that believe in America will help make America great again. And as I said last week, one of the things that I believe that Trump is doing, he's not going to make America great all by himself. No, he's going to instill back in us the will to make America great, because it's we the people that will actually make America great again. So, anyway, that's enough about Trump. Now I want to talk about some of the other things going on. And one of the other big topics in the news at the moment are all these things around transgender bathrooms, yes, no, etc. Obviously, at the moment, focusing a little around North Carolina, who was being sued by the Department of Justice because they're implementing the law, the DOJ claiming that it's against some or other Equal Opportunity Act or whatever, and North Carolina suing them back. Now, of course, there's a lot of money involved in this. Apparently over $5 billion a year that North Carolina could lose because of the feds. The feds acting as bullies. You know, again, the regressives talk about Donald Trump being a bully, but this regime is the bulliest of bullies that we've seen in a long time. And here's just yet another example of this. In a past show, I've said there is a simple answer to this, and this is not to throw the bathrooms open to everybody, but to say, and in that respect, I'll say North Carolina's law is perhaps a little on the strict side, is to say if someone has medical evidence that they are undergoing whatever treatment it is to change gender from one to another, get some annotation, get their driver's license changed or whatever, and then they are accepted as the opposite sex. It doesn't necessarily need to be their birth sex. I mean, obviously that's the starting point. But if you've taken steps to change it, then that should be acceptable, as long as, you know, maybe you've reached a certain stage in the treatment or whatever. I mean, those are details that again the lawyers and the lawmakers, the legislators would have to decide. But the simple thing is that it's only when you're undergoing that treatment. The current wave of things where anybody can do whatever they want is absolutely ridiculous. So, and punishing North Carolina for that, like I said, their law may be a bit strict, but it's kind of, you know, the pendulum sometimes swings the other way. So before I talk about some things specifically, one thing in general. Now, I understand that let's be nice and say I understand that the goody two shoes on the liberal side, and I think there are some militant ones, and there are some people who believe in what they want to, you know, what they're trying to get done. And let's say the goody two shoes, the nicer people, look at it this way, that, you know, people who are transgender and need to, you know, feel they need to use the other bathroom, they get hurt when they can't do that. So I can see that point of view. The only thing is, for, you know, sort of 0.1% of the population who get their feelings hurt, they are trying to force laws on us where they have these open bathrooms for everyone. And it's not even so much, I'd almost say, the bathrooms. It's more things like the changing rooms and showers and locker rooms, etc., where maybe 10% at the low end, maybe 30% at the high end, are also very much offended and hurt and scared by strange people, men, in a woman's area. You know, it always seems to be men in the women's area, and nobody ever seems to worry when women go into the men's area. But okay. So we've got this thing of one, to spare the feelings of 0.1% of the population, that we basically have to offend 30%. We see this is, again, just the regressives, the hypocrisy and the totalitarianism verging on the fascism of the regressives of, well, we know better and we think it's bad that you think that way. Therefore, the fact that your feelings are being hurt doesn't count because we don't think that is the right way to think. It doesn't matter if it's not the right way to think. It's is being thought. And especially if you look at it from a point of view of the number of sexual deviants that are taking, taking this into account and using it for their own ends. Now, there are people who say, oh, well, you know, this is like the civil rights time. 30% of the people, thought that blacks shouldn't be able to integrate, shouldn't be able to sit at the same table, should sit in a different part of the bus, etc. at that time. But this is different. You know, that was race, that was color. And that's easy enough to say, okay, you know, you're different, but you shouldn't think differently about people. They're still a person. But the problem with the way these transgender laws are being framed a lot of the time is it's either one direction or the other. So North Carolina is perhaps a little bit too strict in one direction, but the other laws where they are making them on the way the regressives want it are too loose in the other direction. And so you've got guys who can say, well, today I feel like a woman. And so they can just walk into these areas. So we might as well just throw all of our morals away and just do whatever we want. As, as one person said, today I identify as the President of the United States, so can I go over to the Oval Office, call Putin, and tell him to F you? Of course not. That would be silly. But isn't that similar to this thing where someone can identify today? Like I said, I think that's the problem, where they're allowing anybody to identify at any time. No. If you're undergoing treatment, that's a different story. That I just feel like a woman today. Is there a song? Oh, yeah, Shania Twain. Sorry, I digress again. But, you know, that's just absolutely crazy. And you say, well, no, those sort of things don't happen. They've been happening all over. Already number of reports of very strange things happening in Target bathrooms where men are coming in tried to film people under the toilet doors, girls going into the women's changing area, making movies, you know, sticking a camera over the door and stuff like that. Now, in Oregon, there is one of these regressive type laws that allows people to choose a bathroom based on gender identity. So Seattle Parks and Recreation had a problem at one of their pools, and this was actually a few months ago in February. The pool was open for lap swimming, and a man wearing board shorts entered the women's locker room and took off his shirt. Now, the women alerted the staff, and they went in and they told the man to leave. But he said, "The law has changed, and I have a right to be here." This freaked out a lot of women, and I can understand, right? Now, the employees report that the man made no verbal or physical attempt to identify as a woman, but he still cited the rule. And after he'd been swimming, he returned again in time to see young girls changing for swim practice. In other words, was he a pervert? Most likely. So, folks, it started. Will it stop? I don't know. We'll see. Okay, folks, I see it's time for the next commercial break, and I think we should have some music after that. So, hang on, commercials, and then some music.
Patriot come lately. British by birth, American by choice. Just like the founding fathers, the voice of the conservative resistance.
Every day, millions of Americans grow more concerned about the future of our great nation. The truth is, over the last century, a small but powerful collectivist movement known as progressivism has debased our politics, our culture, and our currency. We're just a small step from falling into 1,000 years of darkness, as Ronald Reagan warned. Friend, this is Pat Boone with an important free offer on a hot new book called The Great Withdrawal by Craig Smith and Lowell Ponte. This new book explains how we, the people, can end this fatal detour into big government and get back on the path of faith and freedom charted by our founders. Call now for a free copy of the hot new book called The Great Withdrawal.
Call now for your free copy. 800-978-3901. 800-978-3901. 800-978-3901. That's 800-978-3901.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. At the Tax Relief Line, we help people just like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call now and see if you can pay less. They can freeze your bank accounts, even garnish your wages. Call the Tax Relief Line now for immediate help. Our expert team of tax professionals will negotiate your tax problem and deal with the IRS for you. If the IRS is threatening you with levies, wage garnishments, or seizing your assets, call now and see if you can pay the IRS less.
888-789-5043. 888-789-5043. 888-789-5043. 888-789-5043.
This is Patriot Come Lately Talk Radio, keeping the spirit of America alive. A proud member of the Red State Talk Radio Network.
Okay, folks, thanks for sticking with me. We're into the second half of the show. I've just been looking at some of the chit-chat going on in the chat room there. If you're listening live to the show, click on that little speech button in your speaker dialog box there and join in the chat room. There's a lot of interesting chat going on. Rex is talking about some of his son's escapades with a certain Barbara who apparently served in Vietnam, I think, or in the Marines or whatever, and not as a woman either. So that's pretty interesting. Mary is back after being lost for a while. We had collected some money, according to Rex, almost all they needed for the ransom. But I think Mary convinced them that they would rather be without her, and so she was able to get free. And there's also some slightly less than suitable for work type chit-chat going on there as well. Of course, if you're not listening live, do try and join us sometime live and get into the chat room, because, yes, there are often pretty interesting discussions going on there. Of course, if you can't listen live but you would like to, you've got questions or comments, or you'd like to kind of also give your opinions on some of the things discussed in the show, you can always send me an email at stefan@patriotcomelately.us, or go to the website www.patriotcomelately.us and send a message. I love to hear from my listeners, and you know, the more the merrier. It's nice to know that people are out there and listening. I promise you some music. Trying to think between two of them, but I think the one I have to do is really going to be this one. And we're getting close to this. It's we're counting in months, and soon it'll be in weeks. So I think this is a very appropriate song to play right now, and it is "Obama, You're Fired."
Promised us hope and change, got no hope, Bush got blamed, calling down the foreign kings, they don't need apologies, jobs are gone, gas is high, rich vacations make us cry, Obama, you failed us, you're fired. They laugh at us far and wide, but we are here to set it right, had your fun, done us wrong, now we vote to send you home. Take your home, keep your change. All you do is give us pain. Obama, you failed us. You're fired. Like a lone ranger, we're hip to your game. Not afraid of the danger, we don't give a dang. Fearless crusaders, we got pride. Obama, you failed us, you're fired. Hey! You buy your votes, make new rules, but we the people won't be fooled. We're on to you, media too, compromise will never do. Had enough, sacred cows, your days in power number now. Obama, you failed us, you're fired. Like a lone ranger, we're hip to your game. Not afraid of the danger, we don't give a dang. Fearless crusaders, we got pride. Obama, you failed us, you're fired. So break out that suitcase, pack up those fruitcakes. Obama, you failed us, you're fired. You're fired! Goodbye.
And that was Bruce Bellotte, one of our loyal Tea Party or Liberty singers, as I like to call them. And he has a bunch of good songs. And, of course, that's the great Obama, You're Fired. If you like that kind of music with that... those themes, another place you can go, Bruce Bellotte, B-E-L-L-O-T, BruceBellotte.com, and buy his music there. It might be available in iTunes as well. They are great songs, so let me recommend him there. Okay, folks, plenty of things to talk about. So here we go again. And the next one is the VA scandal. I want to talk about that. This is the scandal that just won't go away. A few weeks ago, and this is, you know, this is not hot off the presses by any means, but still worth discussing. I've been carrying it over for a few shows and never got to it, but I want to do it today. Another whistleblower exposed a VA hospital where the staff were yet again cooking the books to make the waiting list seem low or non-existent. This time it was in California, so now we've had, I mean, all over the U.S. And they found some way to basically put appointments in, take them out, then put them back in, so it looked as if the person who'd requested that appointment hadn't waited at all, or had only waited the kind of the official 30-day, maximum 30 days that they're supposed to wait. But in actual fact, they were waiting 60, 90 or more days or whatever. And of course, part of this is due to the fact that if there is no waiting time, then there are extra bonuses for the people in question. You think about it. Now, they're obviously gaming the system. They found out how they can do that, and they're doing that. But if you think about it, if they spent as much time on actually trying to serve the vets as they do on doing these fiddles, and then after they've done these fiddles, they've got a whole pile of work they have to do to CYA their own mistakes. You know, if they, instead of spending all this time on trying to cook the books, they actually tried to serve the vets, VA healthcare might not be that bad. And what's really bad about this is that the idiot in the White House says, oh, I'm outraged by this and I'm going to do something about it. But he obviously had no intention of cleaning up the VMS at all. And on top of that, neither did Congress. So our legislators are just as much to blame for that. 2 years ago, the head of the VA was allowed to resign. He was not fired, so that meant he kept his cushy benefits. The new head promised to clean up, but nothing happened. No one's been fired. In other words, no accountability. A few people have been shuffled around. Not even demoted, not fired. No, they got moved from one job to another. The blame for this can obviously be squarely placed at the feet of the administrators in question, from the top down. The new head, the people below him, the people below that. They are obviously frightened about losing their gravy train. And the unions are protecting them and pretending to protect their members. Have the unions forgotten, and these administrators, that their members' duty is to the veterans that they're supposed to serve? And so the unions should not be protecting the jobs for the incompetent and corrupt amongst the VA workers. I like doing my job because I feel I do a good job, and that makes me feel happy when I can do that good job. So don't you think it's more important for the unions to worry about protecting the jobs of all the good people and allowing the good people to do a good job so they can be happy about it? And instead, All they're doing is saying, no, we've got to protect the jobs of everybody, good or bad, no measurement, whatever. We've got to keep everybody in. This is actually a very good example of what's wrong with most of the unions today, especially the public service union. Look at the teachers' union and the rubber rooms in New York, where teachers get sent who can't be fired. They can do the most outrageous things, but they can't be fired. But they can obviously not be in front of a class either. So they go and sit in these rubber rooms where they do nothing day after day after day, and they still have to be paid. Now, I have to say, my father was a union man. He was a pilot, and he was very active in the pilot unions, both at a national level, but also at an international level. But there's a big difference with the pilot unions. They also fought for better and safer working conditions, which is what a lot of the unions say they're fighting for. But that never included protecting incompetent members. And I think one of the reasons for that is that the pilots know an incompetent pilot in the cockpit is dangerous to the rest of the crew and to the passengers in the cabin behind the cockpit. But it's in their own interest, as, you know, one incompetent person and you have three or four flight crew in the cockpit plus the cabin crew, right? But for other unions where that kind of safety doesn't play a role, the unions have become so power hungry and corrupted, it's no longer about letting their people do a good job, but just ensuring that as many jobs as possible are active, even if it means carrying useless bodies. This makes things worse, I believe, for those who do a good job and does not allow them to provide the better service that they could. And the unions don't seem to care about that. And why is that? Because if the employment shrinks, so does the income and power base of the union bosses. And believe me, income is an important part of that. And because so many of the unions are corrupt and more like political organizations than organizations really trying to enable a better work environment for their people, that's what you get. Okay, folks, I see that yet again the clock has been ticking and it's time for another break. Mary, especially for you, time again.
The offer of a franchise can only be made through delivery of a franchise disclosure document. Imagine yourself being a leader in America's fastest growing demographic category. More than 10,000 people a day turn 65, and a large percentage are going to need a helping hand at home or in choosing the right assisted living community. Always Best Care is looking for people who've excelled at everything they've done, but they're seeking a new challenge. Always Best Care is one of the fastest growing companies in this explosive field. We're looking for 25 new franchisees to keep our booming business growing. We'll back you up with the strongest award-winning marketing program in the industry, and we'll provide the special training and support that's fueled our growth to prepare you for this great opportunity. All that's missing is you. Call Always Best Care toll-free at 1-800-643-7508. That's 1-800-643-7508. For Always Best Care, 1-800-643-7508. Call today.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. Call National Foreclosure Defense right now at 800-296-3006, 800-296-3006. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call right now. 800-296-3006, 800-296-3006. Call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now. 800-296-3006.
This is Patrick Cumlately Talk Radio, coming to you live via the internet via rebroadcast on WRSDB, the Red State Talk Radio Network, or from the recordings at archives.patriotcomelately.us.
Okay, folks, we're into the final segment of the show. Don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to go back to this whole potty discussion, right? The discussion about who uses what restrooms and changing rooms and locker rooms, whatever. But rather than talking about the details, I want to talk about some of the hypocrisy. And this is, again, kind of one of my hobby horses. I know, you know, illegal immigration is another one. But hypocrisy, because the regressives are very vocal about this and condemning North Carolina. Let's look at some of the things that have happened. So we've had people like Bruce Springsteen, right, that's right, the boss, Brian Adams, canceling their concert performances in the state. And even Ringo Starr said he wouldn't perform in North Carolina now. And yet Ringo Starr had no problems touring anti-gay Russia in 1998, right? But think about it. Here's the hypocrisy, right? The left are the ones who scream and holler as soon as a baker, a florist, a photographer, or even a pastor denies service based on their personal beliefs. And yet, isn't that exactly what Bruce Springsteen, Brian Adams, Ringo Starr, Starbucks, PayPal, all sorts of companies are doing? They're refusing to do anything in North Carolina based on their personal beliefs. They personally believe that people have a right to something which other people don't agree with. But isn't that exactly the same as what the bakers and the florists are getting fined for? So why isn't the DAJ on that? I know. Sorry. Stupid of me. I mentioned the companies. PayPal said they would no longer expand in North Carolina. They were looking to put some offices in there. But their international headquarters is in Singapore. In Singapore, homosexual behavior can get you 2 years in jail. I'd almost say only 2 years in jail, because other countries around the Far East and the Middle East can mean death. Right? Even corporations Apple, IBM, Starbucks warning North Carolina to repeal the bathroom safety bill, or they will try to pull business. But they still do business in Iran, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, other places where homosexuals have it really bad. And Starbucks actually caved to religious extremists in Saudi Arabia. If you're an adulterer, you get beheaded, and gays are imprisoned or thrown off the top of a building. Oh, no, sorry, that's only ISIS. And they changed their corporate logo so as not to offend Muslims with the image of the mermaid. Folks, unbelievable. So, you know, there we are. Hypocrisy left. I was going to say left, right, and center, but hypocrisy left, left, and left. But occasionally GOP is not too good, but we talked about that earlier in the show. I see, folks, that the clock has been ticking again. And I've been having fun. Excuse me being so hyped up tonight. Got a very big presentation tomorrow. I hope to have some good news next week about possibly my last project before I retire. So that would be very interesting if we can win this. So, folks, it's time to say TTFN. Thanks for listening, and please join me next week. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope that you enjoyed tonight's topics. Whether you listened live, to a recording, or to a rebroadcast, I appreciate the time you share with me. We need to spread the message of liberty far and wide, so please tell your friends and family about the show.
Thank you for helping to keep the beacon of hope burning. This is Stefan, your Patrick Come Lately, signing off. God bless America, and remember, L3, long live liberty.